be your name, ancient of days. In Jesus' name. Genesis chapter number 1. We are still talking about walking in love. Genesis 1:28. Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female did what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After tonight, you will do something practical. You know, most of the times, we feel that we are free, but we are not. On Sunday, we started talking about the power of love, and we told us that love forgives. Hallelujah. Love forgives. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. Let them function like us. Let them be like us. It was not only in the mind of God. God did it in actuality. God performed it. He didn't just say, let us make man, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything you still have on your mind is a plan. Amen. If it is not yet accomplished, it is still a plan. This was not a plan. This was a job done. The Bible says, God said, let us make, that's a plan. So God created man. That's activity. That is work. He did it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I want to share something with you. Look at Genesis chapter number 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Go down to verse 6. Go down to verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto the husband with what? And he did what? Hallelujah. And when the woman and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were what? And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves what? Apron. The next verse. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of God, of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question. How many of us have been disappointed by the people you brought close? Well, maybe in the house, in the office, in the family. Maybe you brought the person so close and the person disappointed you. Hallelujah. Probably you gave the person a job. Looked around. They gave you a job to do and look at this person. And you carried the job and gave to the person. You brought the person close. The person was not there. You just brought the person close. And in the process of time, there was disappointment. How many of us? I don't need your hand up. Hallelujah. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. That's closeness. There is nothing as close as that. There is no privilege as powerful as that. Do you understand? Let us bring man to our class. Let us make man to look like us. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means? You bring somebody, probably you opened a company, and you brought somebody to become a board member that was nowhere to be found. And you place the person at the same salary level with yourself. Hallelujah. I don't know whether somebody is understanding me. Amen. Hallelujah. Adam, where are you? Have you eaten of the fruit I said you should not eat? I hope you know that was a disappointment. Eh? How many of you have been disappointed before? I don't need your hand up, but I know you have. Probably that person you brought close disappointed you. Probably that person you brought to your career disappointed you. Have you eaten of the fruit I said you should not eat? But I want us to understand something. When we talk about love, we need to understand it from the perspective of God. We need to listen. Amen. We can't talk about love outside God. The Bible says, anyone that does not love does not know God, because God is what? God is agape. Amen. So, that man that was brought close disappointed God. Disappointed the person. Let's forget about God now. Let's just look at it holistically. The person that was brought close disappointed. God said, have you eaten of something I said you should not eat? So there was an agreement. Don't eat this. Okay, sir, no problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then what was the reaction of God? I want us to pick love from this aspect. What was the reaction of God? Okay. Verse 15. Let's look at verse 15. Or verse 14 and 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. Okay. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Listen, the problem now, amen, that God was trying to, the issue that God was trying to solve here, he said, I will put enmity between you and what? The woman. I want to create a separation between you, the serpent, and what? And my own person. Listen, it would have been easy for God to actually come and say, okay, since you have disobeyed, it is now left for you. God can abandon the woman and the man to the serpent. But God said, I want to bring enmity between you and the woman. Hallelujah. I want to separate you from that thing that actually brought you down. I want to bring a separation. Are you understanding? That is love. Oh. Hallelujah. Stop tapping your head. You know what the Bible says? Evil communication corrupts good manner. Your mind will not be here. Your mind will be your father. Listen, we have a father that is better and higher than this. The only problem we have is that Dangote is enjoying our father's resources. It's true. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I will put enmity between you and the woman. Glory to God. Let me show you another form of love. Verse 20. Verse 20 and 21. Everybody read verse 20 and 21. Stop. Can you imagine? I hope you know it is the same. I will explain some things to you. The way we classify Adam is not the way that man is, or the way he was. So many of us see Adam as one wicked person that plunged us into destruction. Amen. But I want to show you something. Adam didn't really... You know, there are so many things in the scriptures that you need to understand that Adam didn't just come on his own. Adam was representing something. You know, Jesus is called the second Adam or the last Adam. So if we never had the first one, when we are talking about Jesus, you will not understand him as Adam. Praise God. Remember the first time God asked Adam, what happened? What did he say? It is the woman that you gave to me. But before the conversation ended, look at what Adam did. For those of you that don't know how to forgive, it is the woman that you gave to me. That is not a statement of agreement. It's a statement of accusation. It is the woman you gave to me. So Adam at that point was not happy with the woman. But look at this. And Adam called his wife what? Devil. Oh, you didn't see where. What did Adam call the wife? Adam called the wife thief. You know, two of them are sounding alike. What did the man call the woman? Eve. Hallelujah. Never you believe that Adam had quarrel with God. Go and read chapter 4 from verse 1. Immediately Eve took in and gave birth to Cain. He said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. But read the next statement, because my concentration is not on Adam. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of what? Skins. Probably it was not one. It was not two. Because his coats, it may be more than one for each person for a change. Hallelujah. That is love. Somebody that was brought close that disappointed you. How can you, in your right senses, go and prepare clothes for the person? Naturally speaking, it is what? It is impossible. How many of us are hearing me? Somebody that disappointed, I hope you know there was a disappointment up in chapter 3 from verse 1 down. You see disappointment. But in this place, in verse 21, the same man that was disappointed, I hope you know. If you read down from verse 8, the Bible says, God said, Adam, Adam, where are you? Amen. That's God coming to look for the same man that disappointed him. Some of us can keep malice. Immediately there is an offense, the next thing, you delete number. Some of us know how to delete number. No, I don't have anything against him. It's a lie, you do. See my phone now. His name is no longer there. Her name is no longer there. God is omniscient. God, there is a string attaching God to Adam that told God that man you put there has disappointed you. God is omniscient. If he tells us that he doesn't know that Adam has sinned, then there is a problem. But he still came down looking for the man that is love. Hallelujah. Adam, where are you? How many times do we do that? How many of us are children of God? If you know you are a child of God, lift up your hand. Do you know what it simply means? If God is love, you are also what? Love. That's what it means. Amen. No, leave me alone. I know be God, though. You are God. You are. Except you are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, it simply means that God is your father. What will God give birth to? What will give birth to God? Hallelujah. Amen. Adam, where are you? That's your uncle that refused. Probably is that uncle that killed your father. We have wicked uncle, not only on Hollywood. There are wicked uncle, as per wicked. As per the uncle is what? Wicked. When you talk about wickedness, the uncle is a wicked person. As you are just coming back from Port Harcourt to Mbise, your mother will corner you to one side. We have finally found the truth. It's Uncle Anision that killed your father. See, we just found the truth. There was a prophet that came here. It's not only him. We have visited 2-3 places, and all of them are saying what? The same thing. How many of you have heard that kind of prophecy? Everybody is saying the same thing. Every finger is pointing to your uncle and his young. Don't go to his house. Hallelujah. But hear me, child of God. Adam, where are you? It's as good as God picked up his call, his phone, and made a call to somebody that disappointed him. Somebody that carried all his plans. Do you know what it means? Somebody carried all your documents. All that you have suffered for life. And carried it in and put inside water. Consciously. Do you know what it means? Do you understand what Adam did? All that God planned for humanity. Adam carried everything and put in a trash can. It's as good as every certificate you have gotten. Somebody carried the thing, carried the razor blade and put on the thing. Tear the thing into it, carried and put inside water. What will you do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. While I was taking my bath this morning, I was asking Jesus, that time you were on the cross, and blood was gushing from this side. He never reached here. Jesus, as a living person, didn't see the blood from the side. Remember, the blood gushed out from this side when he has died. So the blood he saw was not this one. The one he saw was this. This one, the one coming down from the head and the 2 feet and the feet. The one from the side, he didn't see it. Are you understanding? Because this one came out after he has died. So when he was on the cross and saw the blood dropping from this side and this side, do you know what Jesus was seeing? Do you know what actually was playing out? The blood that Jesus, do you know, some of us, listen. Somebody told me one day, I don't like seeing my blood. Once somebody does me something and I see my blood, I must retaliate. How many of us have that kind of mentality? I know they like, do me something, make it touch my blood. Anything where you do, if he slap me, I no go vex. If you do me anything, I no go vex. But once I see my blood, some of us, this thing where you do me, this thing touch me, it enter my marrow, this thing touch my blood. Let me tell you something. I asked him, while you were there on the cross and you saw the blood, what actually did you feel? And he gave me an answer. Hallelujah. I told you on Tuesday that for a child of God, what flows in your veins is not just ordinary blood. What flows in your veins and arteries is love. Why was Jesus able to say, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing? When the blood was flowing, what actually Jesus saw from the blood was not pains. What he saw was love. That was why it was easy for him to say, Father, forgive them. If he had seen pain as a result of that blood, what would have proceeded out of him would have been different. But the truth is that everything that flows in him was love. So when he saw the wound, he was not seeing any other thing. He was seeing love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know whether somebody is understanding me. That is the only definition of somebody telling you, Father, forgive them. Because they don't know what they are doing. How can you have blood flowing everywhere? And, oh goodness gracious. And you see all manner of people gathered around you and everybody, there was nobody that was with you. Even the so-called disciples, everybody ran away. The ones that managed to come were far off. Peter and it was only John that could come close. Peter took off. It was only John that could come close. Everybody disappeared. But what Jesus saw flowing out was not just ordinary blood. What he saw was love. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God killed an animal and used the skins to clothe the man. That is love manifested. For somebody that committed a treasonable offense. Somebody that carried your livelihood. I hope you know everything God did for humanity. He carried everything and packaged in Adam. Adam carried the thing and put everything to stand still. Frustrated everything. But when God came into the scene, he didn't say, okay, Adam, I want to wipe you off and create another person. Was it difficult for God to do? It was not difficult for him to do. But there's an aspect of God called forgiveness. I said, God is forgiveness made manifest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, walking in love is deeper than, you know, I told you on Thursday last week, we have filio. Filio is all about sentiment. You love me, I love you. There is a scripture, you know, I belong to a platform. I have so many platforms. Just go and put my name there. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 20, chapter number 5 from verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives. Eh? Even as Christ also did what? Love the church. Now, before he said that, he said, wives, submit yourselves unto your what? Own husbands. Listen. My God, hear me. Everybody hear this. Those of you that are married here, those of you that will marry, hear this. The Bible does not say, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband so that your husbands can love you. People turn Bible upside down. That is the Bible. If you love your wife because she submits to you, it's no longer love. Is it shocking you? It shouldn't shock you. We say it's unconditional love. So if you love because the woman submitted, it becomes conditional. It's no longer agape. No, it's true now. It's true. If it is unconditional, except you don't understand the English you are speaking. If it is unconditional, it simply means that you don't need an action from somebody for you to love the person. If it is unconditional. So that when you are speaking grammar, it's not in speaking grammar, it's understanding the grammar you are speaking. Give me, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Go down. For the husband is the head of the wife, and even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Verse 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so the wives be to their own husband in what? Everything. Subjection. So being subject. Husbands, love your wives. Go back to verse 25. 24. Verse 24. Everybody hear this. Look at this. Is it a full stop or semicolon? It has ended what he's talking to the woman. I said to them in the platform, I don't know what people are talking about. These things are commandments to each person. God gave commandment to the woman. He said, your own duty is to do what? Submit yourself to your husband. You don't need to say, hey, if the man, they love me, I see they love me, I go submit. It's a lie. That's not the scripture. The Bible does not say, why submit yourself to your husband so that he can love you. Go ahead and do your own bid. Leave the man and his own.
Two of them are not, one is not dependent on the other. If it is a man, listen, if we want to interpret it our own way, a man will tell you, Ngwa, the woman submit so that I can love. The woman will tell you, Ngwa, man love so that I can submit. But that is, we are just trying to turn the Bible upside down. That's not the Bible. Bible says, amen. When he finished in verse 24, he put full stop there. In answer, addressing the man. I don't know whether somebody is hearing me. The way of love is not an easy way. But the Bible says it's an excellent way. Glory to God. I don't know whether... You know why I had to pick from God? So that you know who you are representing. How can somebody do that kind of treasonable act against you? Carried everything you did and put it down the drain. And God still came back. And do you know it took God effort to skin an animal? How many of you have seen where they are skinning an animal? Hallelujah. Do you know, if you want to skin an animal, if I have a goat and I want to skin it, and you have another goat and you just want to open and kill and sell, you might have finished killing 3-4 goats. I have not finished skinning one animal. It takes high level of commitment, diligence, intelligence for you to skin an animal. That was the effort. He said, listen. Let me tell you something. Most of the things that God did for man, he didn't do them supernaturally.
Amen.
Why didn't God say, the same way he said, let the ground bring out animals. Why didn't God say that as a man? The Bible says God came down molded. So to mold is not that God spoke. God didn't speak for the man to come into existence bodily. God molded man. So the skinning of the animal to cover man was not a prophecy. God didn't just speak it and the animal was skinned. The Bible says, unto the man God made. Hallelujah. So it took him time. It took him energy. Listen, most of the things you read in the scripture is not just like you blink your eyes and it happened. No. It took God time. He settled down, skinned the animal, and brought the thing and covered the man. The same person that disappointed him. Today, after service, you know somebody you feel that has disappointed you and you are bitter against the person. No matter how long ago, please call the person. That is, the Bible says, by this shall all men know that you are my what? Disciples. Hallelujah. He said it's difficult. Pastor, you don't understand. Yes, I don't understand. You know why? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 3, said, and to know the love of God that passes what? Understanding. Hallelujah. So, naturally speaking, I don't understand. For me to understand, I have to climb to another realm. Are you understanding? Because you don't understand. Do you know what that woman has done to my family? Do you know all the deaths in my family, that woman is responsible? You know the shame. You, a Christian, you know the shame. You need help. So you, as a child of God, it is one babalawo that is in the village that is killing everybody in your family, and you even have mouth to say it. Do you know what happened to my mother? That big wound that happened there. It's that woman, and you are saying it. You came to church, we are talking about it. Don't you think you need deliverance? One juju woman is the one that is controlling your family. And you are somebody now, that woman, he has so much debt with my family. And you're a talker. You are saying it and you are happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Are you in church? So, what did God do? God is love. He wanted to initiate and tell us how to walk in love, even in the worst situation. Do you know what Peter says? Peter says, if you forgive the people that forgave you, or you help the ones that are helping you, you have not done anything. If the ones you want to help, or the ones you forgive, are the ones that are forgiving you, or the ones that have helped you, but you have not helped anybody, you have not done anything extraordinary.
Hallelujah.
Do you know, in an office, some of us that write CV, how many of you have written CV and said you can work under what? Pressure. That is, if you see a CV and you have not seen that, special abilities, ability to work with less supervision, ability to work under pressure. And you walk into that office and they give you work under pressure. You start complaining. Why are you complaining? Are you not the one that told us that you can work under pressure? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know what the Bible says? In Luke chapter 17, he said, who is that servant that has gone to the field and came back? After coming back, the master says to him, go and prepare food for me. Let me eat. You will wait till the boy went to the field and did all the work and came back to the house. The master said, ahem, you are welcome. Go and prepare food. He may not even tell you you are welcome. As you are coming in, he will call you, Emma, prepare my dinner or prepare my lunch. Say, this man wicked. He not even say welcome. Do you know what the Bible says? The man will tell him, stand there, don't go anywhere. When I finish eating, you can now go and eat. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, does the master of the man thank him because he has done what is expected of him? That the boy should go and tell himself that he is what? An unprofitable servant, because he has only done that which is expected of him. Listen, if you are employed in a company and the company says start work by 8 a.m. and close by 5 p.m., nobody should mark you good, because that is what you are called to do. When you finish all the work, tell yourself, I am not profitable. You know why? Do you know what profit is? Profit is that I bought something 100 naira and I sold it for 120. 20 naira is my gain. If I bought something 100 naira and I sold it for another 100 naira, I didn't make profit. If they employ you in a company for 7 hours and you work for 7 hours, the MD should not thank you because you are not profitable. No, it's true. If they say that you should make 1,000 naira they give you a target of 1,000 and you meet the target of 1,000, don't go and start clapping. When you become profitable is when they give you a target of 1,000 and you made 2,000 naira, you can beat your chest and tell yourself you are profitable. Why? Because you have gone beyond what is expected of you. That is the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, when heaven applauds you, it's when you love the ones that are unlovable. When you give to the people that you that are literally impossible to be given to. You know that man? No go near him. Hallelujah. That's when you can be great. That's when you can be applauded. Peter said, what? Applaud yourself. If what you do are the things that every other person does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Are you in church? So that we can walk like our Father. Peter said, it is something that is good in the sight of the Lord when you love the ones that hate you. Message of love. Amen. A man met me, they said, do you pray, die by fire prayer? I said, I don't understand that prayer. Don't understand that prayer. Kill them before they kill you. Hallelujah. Kill them before they do what? Kill you.
Don't use my microphone to pray that kind of prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't use their microphone to pray that kind of prayer. That is not what we are called to do. Let me show you this. Let me show you from the Bible so that you don't say that Pastor Bere said. You know, sometimes I go online, I see some of us, you quote and say, Pastor Bere said. Okay. Romans chapter 12. Verse 11 down. Romans 12, 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, doing what? Listen, service to God should be fervent. Some of us are one or two as per service to God. That is not, God does not like infervent or unfervent people. Rejoicing in hope, patient in what? Continuing instant in what? In prayer. Distributing to the necessity of what? Giving to what again? Bless them which bless you. He said, what did you see there? Bless them which do what? Bless and do not what? Kill them before they kill you. Is that what they are saying there? Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Did not end with Jesus. Should be our lifestyle. Hallelujah. Bless and do not do what? Don't curse. In my village, my people know how to curse. Hey, if they curse you in my place, that is, for them, it's, let it just be that, that thing they said, will happen to you. If I speak it in English, it doesn't have weight. Thunder, fire, you there. That's one they call. You know, in my place, there are so many gods. That's one they call Yap. Ogu. Amadio. If they curse you with those gods, but thank God, those things know they work. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and do what? And curse not. Verse 15. Rejoice with them that do what? And weep with them that do what? He serves him right. I talk am now. So many of us pastors are in that category. Somebody leaves our church. Or we have a little problem with somebody. I told you, when he was here, I sought in the anointing. I told the people that I'm giving him 5 days. Before 72 hours, the man was gone. And the church will clap for you. You are a powerful man of God. Rejoice with them that do what? And weep with them that do what? Is it possible to weep with them that weep when the woman is the one that offended you? When the man is the one that offended you? But that's the recommendation of the scriptures. Verse 16. Be of the same mind one towards what? Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low what? Estate. Be not wise in your own what? Your own eyes, your own conceits. Pastor, this is the way I see it. And I don't want anybody to change anything about it. Bible says, don't be wise in your own words, in your own conceits. Verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for what? It's a lie. You didn't see that one. Pay back evil for no words. Don't pay back evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with what? All men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto what? For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will do what? Say the Lord. Amen. Most of the times, when we are the ones avenging for ourselves, do you know what you are telling God? You know, do you know, let me tell you something. Do you know that even some lawyers that stand in for you, there's a way you will be so forward, they withdraw themselves. Lawyers. There's a way you will be so forward that you serve everything, they will leave you.
Amen.
Even some doctors, there's a way you will come and start bombarding the doctor with so many things, start telling him so many prescriptions, so many things, the doctor will keep quiet. Tell you to, there is no need you coming now. Why are you coming to consult? If you know everything, why are you coming here? The doctor will just keep quiet. The same thing. The Bible says, avenge not for yourselves, but allow place for what? For us. And the next verse, verse 20. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, do what? It's a lie. You didn't see that. If he thirsts, give him what? Vinegar. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his what? Die by fire. This is the way. By loving the unlovable. If your enemy be hungry, do what? Feed him. If he's thirsty, give him what? Water to drink. That's how to do it. Praise the Lord. Give me, for the last one, give me Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of what? The law of Christ. Amen. For those of you that feel that, there is no law. Christians are not lawless. Amen. Christians are not what? We are not lawless. The Bible says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and what? So two laws there. There is law of sin and death. There is law of the Spirit. The Bible calls it the law of Christ. The Bible calls it again, the law of love. He said, I'm giving you a new commandment that you love one another. So every child of God is under a commandment. I want to tell you something, children of God. God is not a disorderly. So many of us follow God as, you know, when we talk about grace, we feel that grace is disorderliness. No! I said something some months back. I said, if God does not have rules and regulations and the orders of doing things, I can step into heaven and tell him I'm from the other gate, waka komot. How many people have heard that, oh, somebody went to heaven and he just waka from the other side, in waka komot? How many people have heard that, oh, somebody went to hell and from there, he just said, nah, don't have for this SF, make I komot. Do you know why people are still there? Because those places are bound by laws. Bible talks about 12 gates. Those things are a way of maintaining peace and order. Amen. Bible says, listen. At the fullness of time, God sending his son, made in the likeness of man. He said, at the fullness of time, God didn't just wake up and send Jesus. There's something called fullness of time. Where does he have fullness of time? Why? Because he's a God of order. You don't understand. Hallelujah. He said, bear one another's burden to fulfill what? The law of what? The law of Christ. Children of God are not lawless. Say that I'm a child of God, I can just wake up and do anything. No! Don't you realize what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14? He said the law of Christ constrains us. The law of Christ directs us. He is the one that checkmates. So you don't wake up and do anything. If that is the case, hallelujah. You know, Apostle Paul was speaking to the Ephesian Christians. He said what? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
by whom you were sealed until the day of what? Your redemption. Now, if the Holy Spirit does not have is a spirit that just does anything and allows anything, nothing will grieve him. Hallelujah. If you enter an environment where everything, there is lawlessness, nothing you do is condemned. I don't know whether somebody's here. If you enter in an environment, there is lawlessness, there is nothing that you do that becomes a crime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me show you another scripture that even Apostle Paul said. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Why was he doing that? That's apostle of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you something. If there is no law guiding us, even when you keep malice with people, you will still be free. Hallelujah. Even when you do something wrong, you still feel free. Don't feel anything. Listen, most of the time, as a child of God, even when somebody wrongs you, I'm not saying that you offended somebody. Even when somebody wrongs you, you don't feel comfortable with it. That is, somebody did something against you and you are a Christian, boy, you don't feel comfortable about it. Amen. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts by what? By the Holy Ghost, which is given what? Unto us. Hallelujah. So even when you want to do something, or you want to keep malice, you just want to go off the track. Amen. There is a love inside of you that tells you that that one is not it. That you're not getting it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 23. And verse 22. 1 John 3, 22. Thank you, Jesus. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his what? Commandment, and do those things that are pleasing in what? His sight. And this, I shared this scripture last week. And this is what? That we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. And to do what? And to love one what? Another. As he gave us what? Can you give me 1 John chapter number 5 verse 17? 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 4 verse 17, sorry. 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we what? Herein is our love made manifest, made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of what? Judgment. Do you know, why would somebody have boldness? Herein is our love made manifest, that we may have boldness. Why? Why is he talking about boldness? Somebody answer, an intelligent person answer. Look at the Bible. It said, hearing is our love made matured. The word perfect there is what? Matured. Made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness in the day of what? Judgment. Hallelujah. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Glory to God. We have boldness. Let me tell you something. Love is a commandment. I hope you know. Jesus said, John chapter 13, verse 33 and 34. He said, I'm giving you a new commandment. Love is what? It's a commandment. If love is a commandment, and I know I have obeyed a commandment, listen, when there is judgment, I will not feel inferior. If somebody has given a commandment or given an instruction and you have kept that instruction, boy, if you are coming to meet with the person, the meeting with the person is with boldness. Why? You have kept an instruction. That's why the Bible says we'll have boldness in the day of judgment. Herein is our love made perfect, so that we can have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because love is a commandment. If we have kept the commandment of love, boy, boldness is inevitable. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, perfect love casteth away what? Fear. Why? Love is the commandment. If somebody keeps it, fear is what? Is taken away. Why? This is a command. Listen, if you have a child and the child has done well, has kept your commandment, has kept your bid, if you are coming back, the child greets you with every boldness. Why? An instruction has been kept. That's why Bible says perfect love does what? Cast away what? Fear. What is perfect love? Love that has taken dominance over you. Over your emotions. Over your person. I don't know whether somebody said. Because most of the times, what we exhibit are based on sentiments. Oh, Casey is my sister. Therefore, whatever she does, I condone it. Prince Casey is not my brother. Anything he does. Listen, everything I have with you ends in church. How many of us have said that? Anything, why I get with them ends in church. You have not started loving. Your love is based on sentiments. Everything, why I get with them. Now, for this office, where you end, though, once we leave this office, nothing, you know. What you hold me and that? Not just this organization, not just this prayer department. After this prayer department, if he's in for road, if he talk to me. Anything, why I get with them ends here. You need the deliverance. Hallelujah. When we talk about perfect love, it's the one that has taken over you, that has taken over your mentality, has taken over your life. I told you on Tuesday that as a child of God, if somebody cuts you, what should bleed out is what? It's love. Amen. Hallelujah. You sing a song. Love has taken over me. When you sing the thing, most of the time we don't even understand what we are singing. If his love has taken over you, boy, it simply means that what you should manifest is love. If I have a foam and I put it in an oil, if I press the foam, what comes out? Oil. I move the same foam and put it in vinegar. I press it, what comes out is what? Vinegar. If his love has taken over you, boy. Amen. Even the ones that are singing it. Your love has taken over me. I have confidence in you. As you are singing it, the next person on the next microphone, you talk to the person. How do we let the love of God in you? Hallelujah. If the person manages to come close, assuming the microphones, maybe something decides to keep them together. Your love has taken. back crusade. It's not because you need space. It's just because you are not in good terms with the person. Love of God has not taken over you. You are still in filio. Filio does not go far. Filio is about brotherly kindness that is based on sentiment. Anyhow I feel. This is not about feeling. The love of God transcends feeling. I don't know whether somebody's here. It goes beyond your feeling. We're not talking about how you feel. But do you know how I feel? That is not what I should know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
But if I sing it now, I may enter a problem that I may not come out.
Rise up on your feet.